the treasure house. Jesus and his disciples were very knowledgeable on the law. The disciples were being introduced to a new way in Christ. Jesus brings to us a brilliant perspective, bringing together the old and the new. He tells his disciples that teachers of the word are like owners of a house of treasure. They bring out treasures, old and new. Today we have both the Old and New Testament in our hands. We are stewards of a vast treasure house. What is a treasure? In contrast to earthly treasures, these heavenly treasures reap vast dividends that never spoil. They pass on to bless generations. They are worth far more than everything we own. We keep discovering them in the path of the journey of discipleship. They include kingdom values encompassed by love, joy, hope, and peace. Kingdom investments, study of the word, prayer, and witnessing. Kingdom choices, use of time, talent, and treasures. Kingdom lifestyle, simplicity, humility, and love like Christ. Kingdom riches and rewards, both temporal and eternal. How do we acquire these treasures? Firstly, there is preparation to understand. We need to strive to understand timeless truths by giving time to the Bible and prayer, allowing the Spirit to work, and being willing to change as the Spirit leads. The disciples understood enough to surrender and sacrifice to the extent that they launched the gospel across the world. How far does our understanding go? Secondly, practice. True understanding does not remain in the head, but extends to the heart and life. Thirdly, privilege. We become an owner of a treasure house. Matthew 13:52. And finally, preparation. The foundations laid in the Old Testament are timeless. The guidelines are still valid. The principles need to be understood and applied to our current time. Only the Holy Spirit can help us understand and share these with others, our family, church, and those around. The teachings of the New Testament reflect the changes that will occur if we are truly living the new life in Christ. Where do we stand? Apostle Paul progressively realized his insufficiency before God. So do we. As we walk more in the light, we see the darkness in us and seek more of the light. How much have we really utilized the treasure before us? Reflection. What are some old treasures you have gained and shared? What are some new treasures you have acquired?